First, it's important to note that thousands of Austinites will be turning 65 this year. Angela Atwood is with Mayor Lee Leffingwell's Task Force on Aging.
Aging is the issue of our time, and Austin and Central Texas is an epicenter nationally.
The city has the fastest growing population between 55 and 64, and the second fastest growing number of those who are 65 and older.
When I tell folks what my school tax is, now they can't believe it.
That's Gus Herzig. He's 99. His school property taxes were capped almost 25 years ago.
I shouldn't say this because some tax guys won't be listening, which if it was what it should be and not frozen, would be, maybe 10 times what it is.
So how might a property tax cap for a growing senior population affect the Austin Independent School District? Would it mean less money flowing into AISD coffers? Dick Levine studies state revenue with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a liberal state policy think tank.
From the point of view of the school district, it really doesn't matter that they are giving this great higher exemption and that they are freezing taxes.
Levine says school districts in Texas, regardless of whether they are property rich or not, receive a set amount of money established by the state's legislature.
But somebody has to pay to educate all these kids. And if the schools aren't doing it through property taxes that are limited because people are turning 65, then the state has to pay.
Right now, the state Supreme Court is hearing several lawsuits filed by school districts challenging Texas's system for funding public schools. A decision expected later this year could change the way the state pays to educate Texas children. Joy Diaz, KUT News.